Long Island official: illegal aliens burglarizing New Yorkers to pay back Mexican drug cartels. By John Binder on December 7, 2023. An official from Long Island, New York, says organized gangs are making their way through the United States-Mexico border on President Joe Biden's watch and exacerbating crime in many American communities. During a House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Emergency Management and Technology hearing this week, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, R., said communities and law enforcement agencies on Long Island are feeling the impact of illegal immigration. "We have seen an increase in crime, basically because you have these organized gangs that are part of the drug cartels from Mexico and other countries who have come to the metropolitan area," Blakeman detailed. "They're residing primarily in New York City and they do cross-border crime. I think common sense people realize that the problem is that we don't know who's coming in. We can't control the numbers and they are committing crimes," emphasis added. "They are also creating burdens on our young people that are devastating. In the United States, over 65,000 young people have overdosed on fentanyl. Where is it coming from? It's coming from south of the border and many of it is coming from Chinese nationals. I read today that there were 24,000 Chinese nationals that were detained at the border. Those are the ones that were detained. How many got through?" emphasis added. "We need to secure our borders to make sure that we know who is in this country. This is taking away resources that we desperately need to take care of our own citizens," emphasis added. Blakeman said Nassau County law enforcement has seen a rise in illegal aliens committing residential and commercial burglaries. "Their goal," Blakeman testified, "is to pay back the Mexican drug cartels that helped smuggle them into the U.S. in the first place." Figures from 2021 show that the cartels earned a record $13 billion from human smuggling and trafficking, alone. In 2022, the cartels earned another $13 billion from such smuggling. Compare those profits to 2018, when the cartels made $500 million off illegal immigration to the U.S. Some of the patterns that we've found on the burglaries of residential and commercial properties have been done by migrants who came here through the current migrant policy, Blakeman said. "They've come here owing the cartels a great deal of money to transport them over the border. And if they don't pay that money, I've been told that their families would be seriously harmed if not killed in their native country," he continued. "Therefore they need quick money and they need to get it fast, so they're engaging in all kinds of crimes, burglary, shoplifting. As a result," Blakeman said, "law enforcement is overwhelmed. It has become a burden on our police department. And I just want to supplement, what happens in New York City has an effect also in Nassau County. We send hundreds of thousands of people into New York City each day from Nassau County. So if there's a diminution in the ranks of the firefighters or the police officers, it presents a safety problem for Nassau County residents. Many of the firefighters and cops live in Nassau County. So it's a problem for us as well as New York City," emphasis added. Last year, three illegal aliens, along with a fourth suspect born in the U.S. but who spent most of his life in Colombia, were arrested and charged in Nassau County after having allegedly burglarized 20 to 30 homes in Long Island. The three illegal aliens had arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border under Biden and subsequently been released into the nation's interior. Every month, the Biden administration is estimated to be releasing more than 60,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, though little is known about their nationalities, whereabouts, and if they have ultimately secured asylum. Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., said he estimates that Biden has welcomed about 6 million illegal aliens in less than 3 years. That figure includes those released by the Department of Homeland Security and those who successfully crossed the border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.